This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Richard Justice has a post on MLB.com. I don't know if you saw this. They polled 32 MLB.com Baseball Writers Association of America members on the two Cy Young Awards for both leagues. So sort of a mid-season poll. If they were doing, if this were the voting constituency, this is what they would be. You know, they voted in a traditional Cy Young fashion, which I think is 1 through 3, if I'm not mistaken, for the Cy Young. The MVP is 1 through 10.
It's either 1 through 3 or 1 through 5, but it might be 1 through 3.
Yeah, it may be 1 through 5. You might be right about that. At any rate, they voted on it the same way. Justin Verlander, who I, in my mind, was winning this thing up until about late June when he stopped winning games.
Yeah.
And his ERA expectedly started to rise from near 1 to the low 2s.
He's had 2 bad outings. In one of them, he struck out 12 batters.
Yeah. He would be finishing second right now in the Cy Young voting. Who do you think got 23 of the 32 first-place votes?
Well, it's the only other player in my mind that should be considered at this point in the season, and I'm all due respect to Sale and Kluber, but Severino is the guy.
Sale got 23 of 32 first-place votes.
Wow.
Verlander got the other 9. Severino finished 3rd.
Do you agree with me? Severino...
They're all great.
Yes, they're all great.
Yeah.
But for Severino to not get a first-place vote,
that shocks
I'm surprised.
Me. Yeah, that shocks me. I don't know that I would vote for Severino. I'd probably vote for Verlander because I live here. But yeah. But I think Sale is deserving.
Sale, Kluber, Verlander, Bauer, Severino. Those are the 5 guys that I think are in the mix.
Here's the only thing I care about, Rich, is when winning time rolls around in October – Verlander would be my first pick to pitch a game for me.
No
and
doubt.
That's all that matters
at
the end of the day.
Of course. Yeah. Awards are meaningless.
Yeah, and that's all that matters is Sale can take his Cy Young Award if he wins it. That's all well and good. I would not take Chris Sale to start a big game for me over Justin Verlander. And you know what? Like, part of it is I think Sale's a bit of a kook. When Sale was crying about Drew LaRoche, the son of Adam LaRoche, being banned from the clubhouse.
You'll never forget
that. I will never forget him literally saying we're going to miss his leadership of a 12-year-old kid. I'm like, Chris Sale could have an ERA under 1, and I wouldn't want him to start a playoff game for me.
I just love the fact that, you know, Sale is riding high, the Red Sox are riding high, and Red Sox fans are starting to feel pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, let them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good that this happens in the regular season. It only makes what I hope will be another disappointing postseason hurt even more in Beantown.
This postseason is going to be amazing in
it
the
is.
American League. And with the Dodgers getting Machado, it also sets up, if the Astros are able to get through the American League again, which is far from a given, obviously.
Right,
they're the
right.
favorite as of today to win the World Series, the Astros are. But
I agree, they should be.
Yeah, and Bovada has them as the favorite right now. But the Red Sox, who they went through last year, and the Yankees, who they went through last year, are both better this year than they were last. The Yankees were admittedly a year ahead of where they expected to be.
Yeah.
You know, they beat the Indians in that series, and nobody expected that. And then the Red Sox, you know, they were a good team, but they didn't really have a power bat. Oh, they went out and got J.D. Martinez this offseason.
This may be an oversimplification, but I feel like in the American League, Astros, Indians, Red Sox, Yankees, all 4 of those teams could win the World
Series.
It's
going to be incredible.
In the National League, I feel like that list is the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's fair. It's a lot like the NBA right now.
Yeah.
And it's a lot like the NBA from this standpoint that the American League is basically the Western Conference of the NBA right
Pretty
now.
Pretty much.
The 3 best teams in baseball are in the American League.
Yeah,
the same way the 2 best teams in basketball were in the Western Conference.
Don't sleep on the Cubs, and I know they're a recent champion, so nobody probably will, but they don't seem to be getting a whole lot of run. And, of course, the Dodgers just added Machado.
I wonder,
and they were pretty good already.
Yeah, I wonder, like, in their heart of hearts, like, if you started looking at the teams that we think are in the mix to be in the World Series, even though they're the defending champs, I'm guessing if you put truth serum in the TV executives, that Fox would still rather have... I think I'm stating the obvious here. They'd still rather have Yankees-Dodgers, Yankees-Cubs, Red Sox-Dodgers, Red Sox-Cubs.
No doubt.
They might even want the Indians in there just because it's been forever since the Indians won. The Astros as the defending world champions with six All-Stars on the team and maybe two or three of the most popular players in baseball dotting their roster are still marquee value-wise for the playoffs, probably like the sixth-rated team of all those. They're probably the six teams you named, Rich, they might be last.
I think the only thing that changes that is an Astros dynasty.
Yeah, where they become the Patriots.
World Series champions. They become the Warriors, who were not exactly what you would call a marquee NBA franchise until they just could not be stopped.
Yep.
And that I think that's what it's going to take to change that perception that you're referencing there among TV executives who obviously right now would prefer the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Dodgers over the Astros.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about that. But you
and it's not a slap in the face. It's just business.
You change that by becoming a dynasty.
Yeah.
And you force their hand. And I think that is what would do it, not only for those executives, but for America's fandom at large.
Yeah. So I went back and I did a little Google on Brady Aiken, the first overall pick in the 2014 draft.
And a dynasty is within reach, but go ahead.
Yeah.
It's within reach.
It's within reach, but it is going to push Jeff Luhnow and Jim Crane it's going to push them to limits that heretofore they have not been pushed to.
But I mean, a Warrior-like three titles in 4-year run, that's not out of the question.
It's not. I start to think, what's this team going to look like in 2020? That would be a 4-year window.
That's the first year of significant potential change.
Yeah, because Verlander's going to be here this year, next year.
Right.
Cole's under team control for a couple of years. McCullers, Correa,
but the system,
Altuve.
The system.
That's the big thing. Yeah, that's a big thing. Let's start making some road trips to Corpus Christi to see what 2020 and 2021 are going to look like.
You know, reportedly developing homegrown successors to some of those people that may move on.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you bring that up because in 2014, they drafted Brady Aiken with the first overall pick. Kid out of California, high school kid, who's a pitcher, and Astro fans will all remember the Astros ultimately didn't sign him because of an irregularity they said they saw in an MRI on his ulnar tendon. And eventually, I think the kid needed Tommy John surgery.
Yes, first time in almost 30 years, the overall number one did not sign with the team that drafted him. And the Astros were proven correct. He did need Tommy John surgery.
Now, here's the thing about it, Rich. For those who come after Jeff Luhnow and say, well, they drafted him and then they realized they made a mistake or they had buyer's remorse. It's not like they weren't offering him money to sign, pretty good money to sign and be an Astro.
Right.
They weren't offering slot because of the medical irregularity. Their offer topped out at $5 million.
Right. He wanted a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
He winds up, as we mentioned, getting the Tommy John surgery. Still taken in the first round the following year, but signed for half of the $5 million the Astros had offered.
And it affected a kid by the name of Jacob Nix as well, who was all tied. He got drafted and was looking for well above slot. The Astros drafted him.
Yep.
And they were going to use some of the Aiken money to sign him. Well, as soon as Aiken goes away, all that slot money goes away. So now all of a sudden this kid's left out in the cold. He's just sort of a footnote in this story. Why are you bringing up the 2014 first overall pick, Sean? Well, I'm going to tell you.
We should also mention that Brady Aiken kid still hasn't gotten past A-ball.
Mm-mm. So he would not have impacted the Astros one iota if they were to have held on to him. So the reason why this is significant is because we're kind of celebrating all things Alex Bregman this week, I feel like. Not just us, but I feel like baseball is.
Sure.
He is a rising star. And the reason why the Astros have Alex Bregman on their team is because they passed on Brady Aiken, and the rule in baseball, oddly enough, is if you don't sign your pick, you get a compensatory pick similar to it the following season.
It's quite benevolent.
So the Astros got the second overall pick in the 2015 draft.
It's incredible.
Which if I'm Jeff Luhnow or a general manager and I see anything remotely looking like an irregularity on a physical, I do the same thing Luhnow did. In fact, Luhnow did Aiken a favor by offering him $5 million, and he obviously, to this point, it was a bad business move to turn down the Astros $5 million out of spite because you felt like you should get more. Yeah.
But you know that the Astros were aware that they weren't going to leave this situation empty-handed. Of you talk about gigantic leverage
right,
in
no,
a situation
I guarantee
like that.
Jeff Luhnow, Rich, I'm sure has a big board for the next 4 years as to what they look like.
Right.
He probably knows what the kids in eighth grade look like
but
right
I mean,
now.
The rule you mentioned where they get the compensation and they got the second overall pick the following year, if I'm not mistaken, in all other sports in a situation like that, you're SOL.
Yeah, you are. You absolutely are. That's why when people were lambasting, and I didn't know that was the rule at the time, because like you said, it had never happened to that extent. In like at that level of the draft, it had never happened before. So I didn't know that was the rule. When I heard that was the rule, and I'm hearing things like what I'm about to read, I was kind of scratching my head going, well, don't we want to wait and see who they use next year, you know, who they use this pick on next year before we say the Astros are losers? I get it. You feel like we didn't sign the number one overall pick. But let's not act like it's basketball or football where you don't get another crack at it.
And it's not like they were a player away, at
least,
you know, from a...
Exactly.
They were still, you know, coming from the depths at that point.
Exactly. And so John Heyman is the writer, who's a pretty solid baseball writer.
Absolutely.
He's writing for CBS back then. And this is what he said. He said the Astros, who brilliantly maneuvered the new draft 2 years ago, talking about the Correa-McCullers pairing.
2012.
Are an obvious loser here. They effectively used the draft in the past, adding above-slot talents like Lance McCullers and Rio Ruiz after saving a few bucks on Correa 2 years ago, but the plan blew up on them Friday. And Luhnow gives quotes about how he's disappointed. He says, I know it's disappointing to the fans. I get that. We went into the draft trying to extract as much talent as possible. We did what we thought was best for the Astros. Our goal was to sign the player. And then they say they'll receive a replacement pick, the number two overall pick, presumably giving them two very high picks.
How could that be brushed over like that?
To call them a loser before you get to next year and see what it looks like. That pick wound up being Alex Bregman, who in my mind is going to finish in the top 10 in the MVP voting in the American League this year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And who came to the Astros pretty close to major league ready.
Yeah, right. He had spent 3 years at LSU being one of the best players in all of college baseball. He did not need much seasoning in the minor leagues. By the way, they did have two top six picks in that draft. Bregman with the second pick. Their sixth pick is a regular rotation outfielder for them now, Kyle Tucker.
Mm.
If Kyle Tucker winds up being who the Astros think he can be, they're going to have wound up getting the second and the sixth pick in the 2015 draft. And Jeff Luhnow looks like he looks like he's looked for the last 2 years, which is like a gigantic genius.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.